Hello and welcome. Welcome everybody to our message tonight. If you have opened this message as a podcast or from our website, we'd like for you to understand this is a live teleconference meeting being recorded, and there are people who will be dialing in from all over the country. So we'll start the message in about 3 to 5 minutes in order to give them a chance to get here. And any time that you would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconferences, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So welcome again. If you would like to say hello, now is a good time to do that.
Hello, this is Helen. I thought I got in late.
Nope, you're just right on time, maybe a couple minutes early. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Hi, Steve and Cindy Ashley.
Hi, Steve and Cindy. Welcome. Hallelujah.
It's Annette.
Hi, Annette. God bless you.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And it sounds like that's your other half over
Uh-oh.
There.
I'm making a little noise. Hey, Miss Vicki, yes, me in here. Yes, ma'am. Oh, Mitch trying to get in, too. I'm from Georgia up here. Thanks for being there for us.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'm going to mute back out. We're changing trailers here in Georgia. I'm going to finish up here and head back to Jacksonville, then go into Palm Bay tonight. I'll be doing about 620 miles tonight.
You're a driving machine. Well, we'll keep you awake part of the time anyway. Does anybody else want to say hello yet?
Hello?
Hi, hello? Is that Charlotte? Judy.
Judy.
Judy, okay, you sounded so far away. I didn't quite catch your voice.
Okay.
Hey, Vicki.
Hi, Pastor Vicki. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Welcome. Hello, Rick. Thanks for being here.
That was Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Miss, is that you dinging?
Yeah, what was a ding dinging?
Oh, I didn't mute out?
No.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else want to say hello? Praise the Lord forever. We have a lot of material to go over tonight and a very extensive prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and mute your phones and we'll get started. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm on the right line.
Hallelujah. Welcome all. We are Freedom's Way Ministries, and this is Phil Burdett here. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. Our mission is to help you come into your true identity in Christ, the identity that God created in you, and from the foundation of the world. He planned it all out, and he has created you in his image, and it is our mission to help you walk in all the power and authority in God that is available to you in this life. Hallelujah. So we thank you for attending, and we know you will be blessed. This is an exciting teaching tonight. It is designed to help free us from so much that's going on in the world today that is trying to drag us back down. So we are going to move forward in Christ, be energized, be mobilized, be strengthened in the Word. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided this Word. Your anointing is on it. And Lord, we just say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this meeting tonight to free your people, to strengthen them in you, to help them to become more like you in all that they say and do. Strengthen them, Lord. Thank you that you are moving mightily in these days and through this ministry. We thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for the honor to do this and the strength that you provide in it. So, Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory. We worship your holy name tonight. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that it would attempt to disrupt or blunt this message so it would not have full authority to do what it is designed to do. So we say, any unclean spirit that is trying to interfere, you get behind us in the name of Jesus. And I bind any retaliation against God's people for receiving truth and growing in God and his power. So in his name, we take authority over all of this, and we just say, Holy Spirit, again, have your way in this meeting to strengthen us in your ways and resolve in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, God is good. This is actually an extended message from last week. Last week's message and the deliverance prayer following regarding occultism was amazing. It was so amazing that we have been led and also asked repeatedly to repeat that message. And we decided to do some of repetition, but to expand it. You know, once is just not enough for some topics when it comes to receiving and holding on to our freedom from the demonic. It's easy to get free. It feels good to get free, but holding on to it is up to us. Yeah. Occultism, as we said, is a huge block to healing, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever healing you need in your life. When we separate ourselves from occultism and get it out of our lives, our bodies have much better chance to heal themselves. And occultism is also a major deterrent to recognizing and fulfilling our purpose in God's kingdom. There are many, many good people in the body of Christ who wonder, what is it that I'm supposed to do, Lord? I have the desire to serve you. I just don't know what. I don't have the direction. Well, perhaps you don't have the direction, or maybe you can't clearly discern God's instructions and desires for you because there is a spirit of occultism hidden that has captured your heart in some area or in some aspect of your life. Occultism is alive and well in the church, and it's so clever at looking like light instead of darkness that no one is completely untouched. Christians are fair game, and the occult has many of us firmly entrapped, and we don't even know it. Hebrews 5, verses 12 to 14 say this. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And I just want to interject here. This is strong meat. If we bump into some of your sacred cows, don't worry. Just go ahead and kick them over. We'll have a barbecue.
Yeah, hallelujah. The only sacred cow we should have is Jesus Christ, the only thing that is sacred. You know, one of the things that that we are gaining in great measure from these teachings is discernment. We're exercising our senses right here by gaining insights that we can take into the world to further exercise our senses in truth and righteousness. So we don't want you to be taken in by occultism, which causes people to believe a lie rather than the truth. It is clearly shown in the world today how people are just eating up the lies when the truth seems so obvious. And as we revealed before, occultism is far more than heebie-jeebies, voodoo, witchcraft, and really spooky stuff. In the biblical sense, occultism is any belief or practice that opposes the law of God or that comes between God and man. The word occult comes from the astronomical field, and it simply means when one heavenly body passes in front of another and obscures the one behind it. Occultism thus hides the real thing and presents itself as the real thing. When in fact, though it may seem to be spiritual light, it is a counterfeit from the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
It's a lie from hell. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul was speaking to believers when he said, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him." Paul was concerned that occultism would come across in front of the truth and obscure it. And that is what happened and continues to happen every day inside and outside of the church. Bodies of believers who are okay with yoga, martial arts, Freemasonry, yes, the Shriners, theophostic ministry, meditation, Santa Claus, Easter egg hunts, Halloween, some forms of alternative medicine, and even some forms of soaking are among the very elect who are being deceived.
Wow. Now, maybe we're stepping on some toes out there. And I think we probably are, but please don't tune us out. Get some deeper understanding. With all you're getting, the scripture says, get understanding. So get some deeper understanding. Allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to shape your beliefs. If you have a long-held belief, and then when you hear there might be something wrong with it, you get offended. You get your back up, as they say. Then that belief has become a sacred cow in your life. we're not only kicking over sacred cows, we are going to have a barbecue. Now, at times, good and evil look very much alike. And the only way you will know the difference is by the Spirit of God and the Scriptures. Hear me carefully. It takes both the Word of God and the Spirit of God in balance to accomplish the will of God. You will know them by their fruit. The first references to occultism that are clearly evident in Scripture are in Genesis chapters 10 and 11. They tell us of Nimrod. Nimrod built walled cities in the earth with the purpose of controlling people. Nimrod was rebellious, he was prideful, and he was self-exalting. He presented many false gods, himself as being one of them, and set about to build a tower to heaven.
Now, most of you know this story, but I'm going to read it in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there, and they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go on, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." Notice what people can do in agreement.
When they can communicate.
Exactly. Amen.
They have to be in agreement and be able to communicate.
That's right. So go to, let us go down there and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from there did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. The purpose of the people was to reach the stars so they could worship them. Astrology was a big deception even way back then. Worship of the moon and stars and the sun and the planets and even the earth itself, Mother Nature, is a widely held belief system. It still worms its way into our minds, into the minds and the hearts of man. It is believed that at the same time God put an end to this evil agenda, he also divided the continents. Evidence from ancient ruins in the various parts of the world indicates that God kept families together and that the people carried on their religious practices and the worship of false gods.
That's right. Forgive us, Lord. There are three areas of occultism active today. These are the strongholds or the principalities which birth occultic practices and fruits that are abominable to God. And these areas are sorcery or pharmakia, drunkenness and unloving spirits, and spiritual bewitchment. Sorcery or pharmakia concerns prescription medicines, herbs, nutritional supplements. Now, hear us well. We are not opposed to medicine or vitamins or keeping yourself healthy. The problem comes
when we exalt the doctors, or we exalt the medications, or we exalt the nutritional programs or the vitamin regimens to the place of God in our lives. In other words, when you begin to think that you're being kept alive or you're being kept healthy because of something other than God, then that something has become occultic to you. Or if you are afraid that something terrible is going to happen to you if you don't follow the doctor's orders, or if you forget to take a pill or something similar, that is occultic as well, because it puts you into fear. That means that you're exalting that thing into that place where you're depending on that and not God. Remember, anything at all that comes before God and presents itself as a savior hides the truth, and it becomes occultic. Now, whatever you do, don't stop taking a prescribed medication without your doctor's supervision. That can be very dangerous. And in some cases, it can be deadly, because your body gets accustomed to this, whatever it is that you're putting in it. And if you just take it away all of a sudden, your body may not be able to adjust to that.
And I might add that the Spirit of God will lead you in that.
Amen.
Trust God and use wisdom. Be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, the word says. So again, as we said before, we're not against doctors, but we want you to come to a place where you trust God more than your medicine shelf. And I assure you, you know more about your own body than the doctor knows about you, and the Holy Spirit of God knows even more than you do. Consult with God first, and then the doctor if you're directed there by the Holy Spirit. Know what you're putting into your body, what its potential side effects are, how it's supposed to work, and how it might interact with other things you take, or even with your lifestyle. That's common sense, but it can save your life. It's also wisdom. Never start a new drug without thoroughly understanding it. And a word of caution, reading about side effects can act as a subliminal suggestion to create that side effect in you. So it's always best to stay in continual communication with the Holy Spirit, trusting God so that you don't fall victim to this very subtle form of fear. And like I said last week, that most, if you read the side effects of many, many, many medications, they sound very similar. So I don't know that all those side effects are exactly assigned to the correct place. So you have to use wisdom. Make sure your doctor is, you know, knows what he's doing, and you know the Lord will lead you.
Just always check with the Holy Spirit.
Anytime you take a drug that has been prescribed, properly prescribed, and your body needs it, then ask the Father to bless that to perform exactly as it was intended to, with no adverse side effects, that it brings no harm to your body or your spirit, in the name of Jesus. You wouldn't eat without blessing your food, would you? I hope you wouldn't. Then don't take your meds without first blessing them as well. Ask that the Holy Spirit work with you to break the power of any curse the drug might carry, and to remove that curse, to break the curse of the disease that created the need for the drug, so that you can get rid of pharmakia. Does God tell us to seek sorcery or to trust in Him?
Well, I'm sure y'all know the answer to that. The second category of occultism is drunkenness and unloving spirits. This includes illegal drugs, alcohol, recreational drugs, and other addictions. All addictions are rooted in the need to be loved, which is one reason these categories of occultism are connected. Another is that self-hatred, self-rejection, and bitterness will often lead to addictive behaviors as release valves, defense mechanisms, and retaliatory actions. Our primary focus is on the third principality, which is spiritual bewitchment. These are spirits of divination and witchcraft disguised in various ways, mind-altering medications and other New Age practices.
Medications.
Yeah. Forgive me. And other New Age practices. That the reason that people go into New Age and other occultic practices in the first place is a need to be in control of one's destiny. And this is categorically opposed to in the Word of God that tells us He is in control and we're to submit to Him and His plan. Driving the need to be in control of your own destiny is fear, which is lack of trust in God. We somehow think we can do a better job with our lives than He can. Needing to know is the spirit of divination. Needing to control is the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery.
Hallelujah. I am going to say that again.
Needing to know, that is a spirit of divination. You got to have the answer. You got to understand. You got to look up everything, whatever. And needing to control, that is a spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. So as we said before, the New Age, this is far too broad a topic to go into in depth. Basically, it's a large, loosely structured network of organizations and individuals. They have a common goal, basically. The agenda of the New Age is to demote Jesus Christ as Son of God and as God Himself, to make Jesus just one of many, another man, a good man, a teacher, a historical figure, a prophet, but not God. In many ways, the New Age movement is repackaged Hinduism, which has no founder, no established canon, and over 3 million gods. I have spent time in India. You can buy a god on the street corner in a little kiosk. Need a god for your house? Need a god for this room, that room, the next room? Wow. In Hinduism, as the New Age, or in the New Age, rather, there is no good or evil, no right or wrong. All life is an illusion, referred to as Maya. All roads lead to God. The inner experience is exalted, and the goal is to turn inward and discover one's true nature using an altered state of consciousness and thereby experiencing union with God. I hope you see the deception in this. First of all, your true nature is exactly that of Jesus Christ. You are created in the image and likeness of the living God. You don't have to search to discover your nature within you. But when you search the scriptures
and know the nature of God, that is when you know yourself. So don't be deceived. You know, you've probably all heard somebody say, well, I just have to find myself. Wrong answer. Thank you for playing. So ungodly meditation, turning inward, becoming passive, having no focus, blanking out, emptying oneself, this opens the door to evil spirits. You know, people, they say things like, well, you've got to keep an open mind. Well, anything is going to fall in there. If you keep an open spirit, empty and open, what happens? Seven more wicked than the one you got rid of come back. Emptying yourself opens the door to evil spirits. And yet, trance-like states, even channeling, have become socially acceptable. He has a mouse. Excuse me, folks. The New Age counterfeit of God is so deceptive. It's very difficult to recognize. Very difficult. Many New Age practices are in the church. They have become acceptable. Many are considered to be simply a form of entertainment or exercise and nothing to worry about. Move on. There's nothing to see here. All is well. In order to determine whether or not you are what you are becoming involved with, here are some things to look for to help you discern the spirits associated with New Age. First of all, how is Jesus incorporated? All cults lay claim to Jesus in some way or another. It gives them a semblance of credibility. So they're all going to tell you, oh yeah, we believe in Jesus. Is scripture taken out of context? In order to understand the heart of God in his word, we have to eat the whole word, not just a verse that we agree with that's pulled out to prove something that we've already decided to believe. And finally, is there supernatural power coming from the kingdom of darkness? In Matthew 24:24, Jesus said, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So test the spirits, folks. Test the spirits.
Amen. Sounds like a discussion we had earlier about testing spirits. So important. But you can only really get your mind around it if you have a good working knowledge of the word, because it will speak back to you, and it will alert you when there's deceiving or deceptive spirits operating. Hallelujah. It is in the word. So what does the word have to say about spiritual bewitchment? Comes from Satan's kingdom. As Christians, we can be bewitched if we do not know the truth of the word of God. Last week, we looked at Deuteronomy 18:10-13, and some of the practices God considers abominable. And we're going to repeat the practices as they relate to us today. We encourage you to study these scriptures. If you are guilty of any of this, don't put yourself under condemnation, because we've all been guilty of some, if not all. Simply repent, ask forgiveness, and receive the deliverance that Jesus died to give you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Child sacrifice. Now, we're not reading the scriptures, but again, it's Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 13. Child sacrifice, which would include abortion, pedophilia, and abandonment, among other things. Divination. This is the need to know. That would encompass palm reading, tarot cards, Ouija boards, even that old magic eight ball we played with as kids. Astrology, which is the signs of the zodiac, horoscopes, the moon rising signs, and so on and so on. Then we have enchantment, or influencing others with false statements, a false gospel, perversion of the word, twisting of the word of God, warped views of God, warped views of yourself, adding to or taking away from the word of God.
Amen. Witchcraft, including Christian witchcraft, which is when we pray to change a person or his particular action or attitude, chanting incantations, casting spells, and so forth, participating in sorcery or wizardry. A witch is a follower of Satan, a part of the cult, or a worshiper of nature who fancies herself or himself as able to control the elements of nature outside of God. Witchcraft is manipulation with the purpose of controlling something or someone. A charmer is the person who has fellowship with a society of falsehood or joins in agreement with a spell. It is being deceitfully manipulative. The consulter with familiar spirits is the one who inquires of the dead. In other words, attending or conducting a seance, as happened on the White House roof with Hillary Clinton and others, inquiring of the dead or drawing power from the dead. Also being fascinated with the macabre, worshiping the dead, depending on graveside chats with dead loved ones to bring you peace. That's known as necromancy.
That's right. One of the reasons that people seek out the New Age is that everyone is looking for peace. And many of the New Age practices seem to provide a form of peace, but it is a false peace that is hypnotic. It leaves you unable to withstand stress, unable to meet the challenges of everyday living. Before long, you find out that whatever the practice or the substance that you use to get peace, quote unquote, that's no longer enough. You have to do more of it. You have to have more of it. Before you get involved, or if you're already involved, investigate. I want to go back to this, what I just said about peace. If you want a formula, God's way for having peace in your life, then go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, and it will tell you how to have peace in your life. And remember that you have, and then throw verse 8 in there, but you have the Holy Spirit of God in you if you are born again. And one of the fruits of the Spirit of God is peace. So before you get involved in this peace-seeking practice, whatever it is, or if you're already involved, investigate it. Do your homework. Do you want to read them? Do you want to read those scriptures?
Okay. No, but go ahead.
Philippians 4, I should say, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. So investigate what you're involved in. Do your homework. Who was the founder of this modality? What was his spirituality or her spirituality? What culture does it come out of? What were their beliefs? Who is their God or their gods? Know this. As much as we want to Christianize something, you cannot separate the practice from the spirituality that it is rooted in. A Christian practitioner of an occultic modality does not change the modality to Christian.
It's true. Isaiah 5 and 13 says, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Well, folks, tonight we're giving you the knowledge. Hallelujah. And what you do with it is up to you. And it would be wise to remember what the prophet Hosea said. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. So, suffice it to say, occultism is not harmless, and it's not hurting just you. There's an amazing amount of information available for you to put in your knowledge bank and ask the Holy Spirit to work with you in understanding whether or not and how any of it applies to your life. You may have unknowingly been affected by occultism. You may even have participated with occultism unknowingly. As we pray through occult strongholds and spirits tonight, we're also going to include spirits attached to the many fruits and manifestations of occultism. This is not the same prayer as last week, but more specific. And if you missed the first part of this and the prayer afterwards, go to www.freedomswayministries.com and look under audio teachings and get what you missed. You may be very surprised at the freedom that you receive. So as we pray together, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit revealing other places where you may have put something else as a priority in your life other than God and Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And the date of that last week's teaching was October 18th. So... if you want to get rid of a lot of stuff, and again, I say, if you are going to be able to stay on and pray through this prayer, then please do. If you know that you have to hang up early or get off the line for one reason or another, I would suggest that you wait until this teaching and prayer is on our website and go through the prayer when you have lots of time so that you don't stop in the middle and create chaos in your spiritual life. Praise the Lord. I bind and break the power of any spirit of fear of evil, anticipation of evil, fear of manifestation, fear of deliverance, fear of being free. Fear of not getting free. Fear in any form. I bind and break your power. I say, you step aside because God is coming through. So pray this prayer with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive my ancestors and any other persons in my life who may have opened the door for spirits of occultism in any and all forms to attach themselves or to take up residence with me.
Attach themselves or to take up residence.
Hallelujah. I forgive them and I release them from responsibility for any curses of occultism or its associates.
Any curses of occultism or its associates.
That may have attached themselves.
They have attached themselves
to me or my family. I take responsibility for those curses.
I take responsibility for those curses.
And I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I give them to the Lord.
Because He is my curse bearer.
Yes, He is my curse bearer.
And right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break all agreement with all principalities of occultism, drunkenness and unloving spirits, spiritual bewitchment, witchcraft and pharmakia. I break agreement with specific practices of occultism and alternative medicine practices, including acupuncture and acupressure, Chinese medicine and herbs, five element theory, Alexander technique, applied kinesiology, aromatherapy, NAET,
Ayurvedic medicine,
Deepak Chopra, biofeedback and autogenic training, biorhythms, color therapy, Rolfing and postural integration.
Rolfing, postural integration.
The Feldenkrais method. The Feldenkrais method. Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais method.
Hypnotherapy.
Hypnotherapy.
Iridology. Occult homeopathy, and I break agreement with occult forms of massage, occult use of herbs, pendulum diagnosis, radiesthesia, polarity therapy, Randolph Stone diet. Psychic healing and psychic surgery.
Psychic surgery.
Trance diagnosis.
Trance diagnosis.
Radionics.
Radionics.
All forms of psychology. Carl Jung.
All forms of psychology. Carl Jung.
Sigmund Freud. Fritz Perls.
Fritz Perls.
Abraham Maslow,
Abraham Maslow,
and all other occultic mentalists.
All other occultic
mentalists. Reflexology, therapeutic touch, Reiki, visualization and guided imagery,
visualization and guided imagery,
Neo-Reikian bodywork.
Neo-Reikian bodywork.
Wilhelm Reich. Primal scream therapy.
Primal scream therapy.
Bioenergetics. Radix. Attitudinal healing.
Attitudinal healing.
Gerald Jampolsky and the Course in Miracles.
Gerald Jampolsky and the Course in Miracles.
Orgonomy. And chiropractic as taught by D.D. Palmer.
Taught by D.D. Palmer.
Father, forgive me for my participation in these things. I ask that the curse be broken.
I ask that the curse be broken.
I don't want any unclean, ungodly spirits of occultism working in my body. A break agreement with specific practices of occultism, celebrations, holidays, and symbols.
A break agreement with specific practices of occultism, celebrations, holidays, and symbols.
The Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Christmas trees as idols. The Tooth Fairy. Halloween.
Halloween.
Ghost goblins, jack-o'-lanterns.
Ghost goblins, jack-o'-lanterns.
Skeletons, death symbols.
Skeletons, death symbols.
Bats, witches, black cats, etc.
Bats, witches.
All that stuff. Father, I am sorry that I have gone along with the ways of the world and forsaken your word. Please forgive me. Help me come into balance, Lord. Give me wisdom as to how to navigate with my children and my grandchildren, to point them to you and away from the occult. I break agreement with specific practices of occultism in idolatry.
Agreement, specific practices, occultism, and idolatry.
Angel worship. Statues of idols. Diana, Mercury.
Diana.
Venus, Buddha. All Hindu god symbols and goddess symbols and other symbols and statues. I break agreement with man worship. The pastor, the doctor, the Catholic Pope. Saints. The Queen of Heaven. Mary, Mother Mary. Woo. Children, parents, movie stars. Musicians or athletes. Or any other person. Worship of objects. Statues, pets, money. Diets. Healing practices. My occupation. Sports. Any other. The TV. I break agreement with worship of TV. Or having noise around me all the time. Having to be entertained. Any form of idolatry, Lord, I break agreement with it now. In the name of Jesus, I break agreement with specific practices of occultism. Regarding religions and ethnic rituals. American Indian ceremonies, including herbal medicine, sweat lodges, powwows, the Trail of Tears, dream catchers, peace feathers, the medicine wheel, animal spirits, and spirit guides. I break agreement with Baha'ism, Buddhism, including Zen, Vipassana, Tibetan Buddhism, and Buddhist meditation. I break all agreement with Druidism, the Kabbalah and Jewish mysticism, paganism and paganism in Christianity, hedonism, feminism and humanism, Rosicrucianism. I break agreement with Satanism, Freemasonry, shamanism, and Carlos Castaneda. I break agreement with the Unification Church, the Way International, Santeria, Voodoo, Voodoo, root working, water witching, witchcraft and Wicca, astrology, and Hinduism. Lord, I don't want any of these things in my life. And I ask that this curse be broken. I break agreement with specific practices of occultism. Regarding literature, games, movies, music, and entertainment. Harry Potter, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, Into the Light, science fiction, Dungeons and Dragons, Pokemon, Alien, Ghost, The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, The Omen, Psycho, The Force, Slam Dancing, Demonic Rock Music, Stephen Halpern, Forgive Me, Lord, for entertaining these spirits.
Sure.
I break all agreement with miscellaneous practices and fruits of occultism. In the New Age, Ascended Masters, Unicorns, Rainbows, Hippie Memorabilia, Crystals, Birthstones, Power Rocks, Drug Trips, Recreational Drugs, Fetishes, Power Objects, Metaphysics, The Inner Peace Movement, Crystals, Ekankar, Pilates, Silva Mind Control, Psychic Reading, Psychic Portraits, Aura Reading, Dream Work, Rebirthing, Reincarnation, Past Life Regression. Regarding Eastern modalities, I break agreement with yoga, kundalini, chakras, the third eye, Kama Sutra, gurus, transcendental meditation, Hare Krishna, Deepak Chopra. I know I said it before.
Deepak
Chopra. Self-realization fellowship. Eastern philosophies. Martial arts. Tai Chi. Karate. Judo. Kung Fu. Aikido. Feng Shui, incense, moxibustion, firewalking, chanting, mantras, tantras, Qi and I Ching, mantras and tantras, I said it wrong.
sorry. I break all agreement with other fruits and manifestations of occultism.
Other fruits.
Apparitions. Astral projection. Automatic writing and journaling. Charms, including the Ankh. Talismans. The Star of David. Horseshoes. The rabbit's foot. The scarab. I break agreement with clairvoyance. Colorology. Conjuration. Death and the dying movement. Deja vu. Enneagrams. False religions. Familiar spirits. Table tipping. Levitation. Erhard seminar training. Hypnotism. Subliminal tapes. The KKK and racism. Black magic, white magic, and stage magic. Fictional characters. Elves, genies, leprechauns. Mother Earth. Gaia. Greek and Roman gods of mythology. I break agreement with the Ouija board, the magic eight ball, Stonehenge, Machu Picchu, secret brotherhood and sisterhoods, including fraternities and sororities, blood oaths, Freemasons, and other lodges. I break agreement with superstitions, black cats, bats, Friday the 13th, wishing on a star, stepping on a crack, salt over the shoulder, and lucky anythings. That includes the rabbit's foot and your magic lucky fishing hat and all of those things. I break agreement with theosophy, hostility, aggression, and conflict, impatience, night torment, deep confusion and distrust of God,
distrust of God,
hatred of God, insomnia, fear of authority, fear of relationships, control of others, suspicion, frustration, insanity, depression and oppression, tormenting thoughts, feelings of isolation, fear, pains that move around in the body, inability to hear God, out-of-body experiences, feelings of accusation against yourself and others, rebellion, causing division and making trouble, obsessions like OCD, falling asleep in church, falling asleep while reading the Bible, stubbornness, disobedience to God's word, loss of interest in church or the word of God, and the inability to develop a prayer relationship with God.
Inability.
Lord, I can see that I have been affected by many of these things. And I ask to be freed from them. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage.
I thank you for that anointing now. I declare that the blood of Jesus is all powerful and effective to free me from everything I have named tonight. And I declare that the Holy Spirit is all-knowing and all-powerful to show me any other areas, objects,
any other areas or not? First off,
that I need to get rid of. Holy Lord, I repent with my whole heart. I ask your forgiveness, and I ask that these curses be broken. I receive your forgiveness, and I forgive myself. Ooh, hallelujah. Now it's my turn. I am going to sweep up. I am not going to rename everything. I will hit on a few things along the way that are pretty common in the body of Christ today. If you have not participated in a deliverance prayer, there may be some kind of manifestation. You might cough or sneeze or cry or yawn. Yawning is a big thing. You may already have been yawning and not know why. There may be some kind of tightness in your throat or your chest or band around your head. Anything generally from the neck up is an occultic spirit. They are only there to distract you or put you into fear so they don't have to go. Those manifestations, you know, the spirit didn't make noise when it was coming in. It doesn't have to make noise or show itself when it goes out. So I bind and break the power of any spirit of fear. I bind and break the power of drunkenness, unloving spirits, spiritual bewitchment, witchcraft, and pharmakia. I bind you all with the cords of Yeshua HaMashiach, and I say, you step aside because God is coming through with freedom for these people. I speak to every unclean spirit of occultism that we have named tonight that would be working in the generations. I take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever generational cords of iniquity, all evil soul ties that have held any of this in place in your life. I cut those off completely now. Ooh, hallelujah. I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you, and I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. I reverse the curse that has been dogging your tracks, that has been hounding your family for generation after generation. I reverse that curse. I cancel its effect. And I send it back to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cast out every alternative medicine practice that carries an evil spirit. I cast out any spirit or spirit guide from any of the things that were named here tonight, acupuncture, acupressure, Chinese medicine, herbs, all of those things, kinesiology, aromatherapy, color therapy, hypnotherapy, biorhythms, biofeedback, iridology. I cast out any spirit or spirit guide carried by occult forms of massage and occult use of herbs, carried by chiropractic as taught by D.D. Palmer. Any spirit or spirit guide of attitudinal curing, psychology, reflexology, therapeutic touch, Reiki, psychic healing, psychic surgery, hypnosis, hypnotherapy. Every one of you, get up, get out, and go. Leave God's people now. Loose them and let them go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty diseases with you. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide from the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Christmas trees worshipped as idol, the Tooth Fairy, ghosts, goblins, jack-o'-lanterns, skeletons, death symbols, bats, witches, black cats. Every symbol of Halloween, every symbol of death, every spirit of death carried in this occultic celebration in the name of Jesus, loose God's people. Hallelujah. I remit the sins of participating, calling evil good for the sake of love. I remit that sin in Jesus' name. I cast out idolatry of angels, any idolatry of statues, any idolatry of man, and any worship of objects, any spirit or spirit guide carried by these things. Loose God's people now and let them go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies. Get up, get out, and go. I send everything I have named tonight, everything I have named tonight, I send you to the pit that burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out all spirits and spirit guides from false religions and ethnic rituals, from religious tradition, religious legalism, from cultural religion, from American Indian ceremonies, from Baha'ism, Buddhism, Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, Druidism, paganism, Rosicrucianism. I cast you out, all spirits and spirit guides of Satanism, Freemasonry, feminism. Get up, get out, and go. All spirits and spirit guides of cults and churches teaching false doctrine. Loose these people. They broke agreement with you. You cannot stay. Get out from every cell in their bodies. All witchcraft spirits, go now. Spirits of astrology, spirits of Hinduism, come up, come out. Loose these people and let them go. I cast out occult spirits that attach themselves to you through literature, games, movies, music, entertainment. Loose them and let them go. All fruits of occultism and miscellaneous practices of the New Age. Get out now. Father, I ask that you show each one of us the things, the areas in our lives, the objects in our homes that need to be removed, and all Eastern modalities and practices, all spirits and spirit guides of yoga. I cast out Kundalini and Python. Get up, get out, and go. All chakras. Every spirit and spirit guide from the martial arts. Mantras, tantras. Loose them and let them go. And I cast out every other spirit and spirit guide that would manifest from occultism. Anything named here tonight, you are bound, and I send you into the consuming fire of the living God now. Our God, is a consuming fire. Father, I ask for your angels, a burning judgment, destruction, to put to flight every unclean spirit of occultism that is still hanging on. Herd them up and send them to the pit. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that spirit that's trying to make you dizzy. I don't know who you are. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Loose that person. And the one that has the claw in the back of the neck. I sever your head from your body. I take your authority, the sword of the Spirit of God, and I pull out that claw now in Jesus' name. The one in the front of the forehead, I remove that, and I send that thing to the pit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's somebody out there that you've been going around in a fog. You just can't get it together. You just can't get your thoughts in order. Get off of him in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Loose her. More than one. No more fog. Clear thinking. Clarity of mind. I replace you, you unclean thing. I replace you with clarity of mind. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom from the third heaven. Not the sensual wisdom of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Tear down the strongholds of spiritual bewitchment, witchcraft, pharmakia. Tear down the stronghold of drunkenness and unloving spirits that has so pervaded your people. Crush those altars in the name of Jesus and fill us up, Lord. Fill us up from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Fill us with your perfect love that casts out all fear. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with every fruit of your Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, faith. Gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Fill us, Lord God, with more of you. Help us keep this house full of your love, your mercy, your grace, your purity, your power. Wash through us, Lord. Cleanse us in every place where these spirits have gone. Wash through us with your living water. Your absolute truth and your abiding love. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. We are over time tonight. I hope that you all that started this prayer finished it. God bless you. You will find some changes in your life. Now, you may have some manifestations for a day or two or even a week, you know, but that's okay. since those spirits leaving, because now they have nothing to hold on to, we cancel their lives and their assignments. Praise God. If you have a comment or a question before Phil blesses us, please push your star 6 key. That will unmute your phone. Hallelujah. I get the feeling that people are still out there repenting and receiving.
Hello, Vicki. It's Antoinette.
Hi.
I only heard portions of it, and I was wondering if you could say something about unicorns.
Aside from there being occultic?
No. What would be the
mode to explain to someone else?
The fantasy animal that introduces New Age beliefs to little girls and little boys, rainbows, unicorns, all that stuff. It's a doorway to the New Age.
Okay.
So, you know, have a real horse, not a real, you know, flesh and blood horse, but, you know,
yeah.
Get a horse. Yeah, get Flicka.
I've always felt I didn't know anything further.
And if you want to paint the horse pink, paint the horse pink, whatever. But, it's a doorway into the New Age.
Mm-hmm.
It's a training ground for the children.
Yeah. What about these toys that look weird?
Toys that are...
Look weird.
Weird? Weird?
Mm-hmm. I'm
not for any of that stuff. Because of the fantasy aspect of it. And the enemy forever has been using games, toys, whatever, to capture. What'd you say, babe? Thundercats, yeah, Transformers, all that stuff. Yeah, it's great fun, but make sure that your kids are directed to God and that they know what is real and what isn't. I remember when my grandson, who is grown now, was only like 8 years old, and he was so caught up and fascinated in Pokemon. I was like, oh, I gotta have it. And I asked him, what is the fascination? Why do you have to have this card or that card or whatever? Because Pokemon is short for pocket monster. So why do you need this? Why is it whatever? He said, because that's where the power is. No. You see, these toys are being used as a tool to teach our kids that there is power outside of God, that they don't need God. And that is what makes it a culture.
They don't need.
They don't need God. There is power outside of God. Anytime that we're seeking power that comes from anything other than God, we are in the kingdom of darkness. So,
okay.
and that is what it is. And that
Boy,
is Satan's tool.
Why don't somebody teach? You are teaching it.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Good.
Great. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, this has been going on for 30 years already.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know other things.
Yeah.
I know that more than that, but particularly in the last 30 years, this foolishness has come to the front. It also has to do with marketing and greed, so.
Thank you. Thank you, Antoinette.
And the manifestation is in the world today. I mean, you can see the result of all this that
Absolutely.
Has come in. It appears to us the last 30 years, but it's been going on ad infinitum.
Going
Hallelujah.
On, but now it's allowed to be in the forefront. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Okay.
Now it's just wide open. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm just... Vicki, phenomenal. It was a really very great deliverance message. Something to hear again, as I say, always. I mean,
yeah,
to
thank
listen
you, Lisa.
To again. I wanted to, you mentioned about angels. Did you mean false angels? Because I hear, and there's some people that say, I saw an angel. And I can see him right now. You know, I hear different, I'm not going to say, you know, different ministries, and they
okay.
say, you know, of course,
okay.
I know you
will
comment about how the angels, you know, we need to speak out
yeah.
so the angels hear us. And so
it's angel worship, okay? It's angel worship. And, you can go in somebody's house, and they have angels all over the place. They're all female. There are no female angels, by the way. So, you know, and Lisa, call me or text me, and we'll go further into this. But
okay.
I can't go through, you know, every little thing
okay.
and explain
sure.
it. But, yeah.
But the
Thank
appearance
you.
Of angels. So that's like a whole nother. That's what I'm
Very about. Real.
That's real. That's real. The worship of angels. You know, there was a case in the Bible where an angel appeared and the man fell down on his face and started worshiping. What was that in?
Yeah, and then they said, get up. Get up. I'm not the one. Don't worry.
Get up. You're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an abomination to worship an angel. Hallelujah.
To
Thank you, Lord,
angel.
For your word.
Yeah.
Thank you for your... Yes, thank you, honey. Thank you, Lord, for your word, your anointing on your word. Lord, I just ask that you fill us afresh in all areas where your surgery, your Holy Ghost surgery has taken place. Fill us afresh with your spirit. Fill us with a hunger for your word. Fill us for strength in you. Fill us, Lord, fill us. Fill us afresh. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Protect us, guide us, strengthen us, cover us. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of us. And I bind any spirit of retaliation. You will not operate in God's people. Take your hands off, you deceptive liars. You are bound and cast away in the name of Jesus. No manifestations and no retaliations will take place against God's people over the word and the truth they have received.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us afresh, Lord, with your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Fill us afresh. Hallelujah. I plead the blood over all of us. Plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. Hallelujah. We'll do the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English from sixth chapter of Numbers. Goes like this, Yivarechecha Adonai Ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai Ponav Elecha Yifunecha Yisa Adonai Ponav Elecha Ve'yisem Lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for your covering and protection. Thank you, Lord, that you give your people good rest, camp your angels around them to minister to their needs, to minister to any pains or discomforts, bring them truth. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit of truth. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight. Again, I ask you, encamp your angels around your people to minister to them, lead and guide and strengthen, and give them a God-filled, glorious week and a new lease on life in the Spirit, living, letting your life live through us. Let the Spirit of Christ live through us. More of you, Lord, and less of us as we yield to you and your ways. In the mighty, precious, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And anybody who has specific questions or whatever that you need more understanding, the phone number is 904-993-2876. Please give me a text on that number. And we will set up a time where we can talk. And I hope that you all understand and you don't feel that I've cut you off in any way from your questions tonight. But just text me and we will get to that. We don't want to leave you in the dark in any way. So, thank you again. God bless you all. We love you. And good night. We'll be here in the morning, 7:15, for the King's Table. Bye now.
Good night, Brother Sister. Good night, Brother Sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Mitch. Good night.
Good night.